I do this, I love you. We're all friends.
Heading across the nation.
Woo! Can I go? I don't love you. Because you want to hear what we have to say, even though Matt Jones is on the air. Oh. Every time I had to hear from the last
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Detroit. Turn that up, Nikki. Welcome to the new 93.9. The takeover. The break's over. Here we come. Here we come, baby.
Shout out Josh Hurd. Shout out Lottie Stockwell. Shout out the entire university. Shout out to the lawyers that we paid $6 million to.
Money well spent.
Shout out to all you guys. Shout out to the tournament that we may or may not even play in this year. Who cares? Who cares, Marcus? It's over. So
nice. With your bad self. With your bad self.
How did my guy Pat 40 write it in the article? Louisville basketball should be eliminated.
He tried to give us.
I feel good.
My poor YouTube. I hope y'all are screen recording my YouTube because it's done. If it has to go, Steve, this is the way you take out a YouTube channel.
What are we paying more, the lawyers or your YouTube face? Oh, it's probably one on one air right now.
James Brown is eating off the YouTube channel. Sugar and spice.
Woo! What next? Some great news to wake up to.
The phone lines are open, by the way.
So nice.
8150, 93.9.
Shout out to the Kentucky fan that's listening right now. I don't know why they're so happy. They're not going to be good. I don't even know why they're happy. Come here. Come on. I'm just going to smack the wall. I can't believe it. You still going to suck? I hate running. I hate. And Robert Dillingham's gonna go to overtime elite, but he's still gonna come here. He's not gonna go pro.
Yeah,
he's gone, Steve.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. This is Kenny Payne.
He's gone, Jim Bill. He's gone.
We spoke a couple of months ago. Oh, I was hoping you'd call. Hey, Kenny, is that offer still on the table?
Hey. My name's Kenny Payne, and you're actually recruited to you're actually committed to another ACC school, but
some things have changed as of late.
Some things have changed. Oh, really? Yeah, I think it's time to flip.
Woo! I don't even care who's on the phone. Put them off.
I never doubted the NCAA. I never doubted him.
Not once.
Not one second, Cody.
And also shout out to Dan Issel and James Griebel. They could both just pop a squat in the chair of James. Man, it's such a good day, dude. I'm at work right now. It smells like swamp ass and heat in here. I don't care, dude. I was doing the gritty on the side, bro. I'm so excited. And also shout out to you guys, man. You guys were... 5 years have been carrying this station and carrying the fan base through this tough time. You guys are the best, man. Don't ever let the haters get you guys down. You guys have really been handling it the last 5 years. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out. But hey, go Cards. We're freaking back, baby. We're freaking back.
We're back.
Listen, 81-50-93-9. Call in today.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate the call, man. Call in today. Celebrate. Enjoy it. Don't let anybody take your joy today. This thing. Well,
hey, DJ, what you up to?
You supposed to commit to Kentucky last week?
Hey, DJ, what you up to?
You didn't? Interesting.
Did you miss me? Who knows what could be happening?
Listen. You guys, call in today. Text in. We're going to get to all the texts. I know people.
Yeah, I don't have no
idea. Old school radio hosts, they say this. They're like, oh, that's a cop out when you do it. It's y'all's show today. Listen, Louisville fan, this is your show, baby. Because.
This is your show.
Because make no mistake about it. Louisville didn't get off free on this.
Ah.
They did not.
Tell them something,
Steve. I don't want to hear that.
Tell them something.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. Louisville went through it.
Check anybody you hear.
Through it.
Anybody you hear scot-free, no punishment, no penalty. No. You know, I always refer to Reuben Hurricane Carter.
Yep.
It's like, oh, it's a great story. He got free. No.
No.
He did 30 years
in jail.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. It's not a triumphant story.
No, yeah. You're blessed that it was.
They never broke him.
Yeah. So listen. I'm telling you.
They didn't break us either.
Louisville fan, you check anybody that says, like, oh, man, y'all didn't get anything. No, yeah, we did. What we put up with in 5 years, you know what I'm saying? So, but today is a day to celebrate. Today is a day to say we can finally move forward with Louisville basketball with none of this.
And Reuben Owens is coming early.
and Madden Saker was on here yesterday and said him, Burgess, and Reuben Owens will be here in December.
Let's just sprinkle that in.
January, I'm sorry.
Nikki, who we got?
Sorry, lining him up. We got Doc. We got full phone banks, and hey, it is only 10:30.
Doc, fire away, my man.
Well, aside from having a copy of a picture of Reuben Hurricane Carter in my wallet for years, I just have to say, ding dong, the witch is dead.
That's a fact.
The wicked old witch called the NCAA violation stuff is dead and gone. We're out of purgatory. Thank goodness.
Is there a specific way you suggest we celebrate?
Just get out there to the Yum tonight.
Good job, Doc.
For every game. Get out there on Saturday to the football stadium and support athletics at U of L.
Doc, I appreciate the call.
The joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
That's how you lob up an alley-oop. And Doc was able
Doc to finish it.
Yeah, he totally finished
Get on out there tonight. You know what? Does it change anything?
It changes a lot, Steve.
No, it does. It does. You know, you have a reinvigorated fan base now. Is this team going to go win a national championship now? I don't know. But you know what? You now have a path. You have a path.
I went over there to give them a pep talk this morning, Steve.
You did. And you didn't scream loud enough. By the way, U of L is going to have a press conference today at noon with Josh Hurd and Lori Gonzalez. So, President Lori Gonzalez. So, they will have
interim.
That. Interim. What? She's not going to be the president. We know that from the article. But she'll be doing it today.
I went and gave him.
Patino's having a press conference today, too. So.
I went and gave him a pep talk.
Yeah. It was good. Glad you did. All right. You want to just keep it rolling?
Tell us who we got up next, Nikki.
All righty. We'll go with fan royalty. Gary the Redbird.
The Redbird. Fire away, my man.
Hey, guys. First off, get your tickets for JMU. Get out to the stadium. Go support this football team. Let's get rowdy. Show up. Show up early. Show up, stay late. Do whatever you got to do to get to this football game. Now, we are finally, Louisville basketball has come back to greatness. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Hey, Kitty Peen, go get those crews. Let's get hyped. Go out there tonight. Put those damn banners back up, baby. Let's go. That's all I got.
I love it. I love it.
Did this just inject James Madison energy, too?
Oh, yeah. No, this is injected.
This is program.
Life. This is program life back into U of L fans. We have needed this. I mean, I think people didn't realize what this does to you. Man, where you're just sitting and you just never know, and it just feels like it's...
You can't even publicly talk without having to restrain yourself from guy off the top rope with, yeah, but you'll be on probation. You're still going to get a postseason ban. You can't talk one recruit.
This year, next year, every year, 50 years from now. Now it's... Oh, that's done.
It's done.
That's done.
The looming recruit... You won't play in a tournament conversation.
Yeah. It was great. It was great. Let's keep it going.
Nikki, you're in charge of that for the moment.
We have plenty of people in this building that love to talk. This is one place. I'm sorry, these fans, man, and what we've been through, if you have something to say today, I want you to have an outlet to say it. So please keep it rolling.
Absolutely, and we have Miss Terry up next.
Miss Terry, we're listening.
Hello. What a beautiful day.
Yeah,
wonderful day.
Did we not get our early Christmas gift?
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? You know what would be better? Jeff Wall braiding that championship during the war at home this year. Our baseball team bring home the award. Scott keep recruiting the way he is, and now Kenny Payne gets to go out and recruit like the rest of the coaches. I mean, how much more can we get except show up for everybody, for all the games?
Yeah.
Christmas lift. Think about that, y'all. Christmas lift. Check mark. Oh, New Year's gift. 13 banner and our trophy hanging in the Yum Center. That's all I got to say. Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day, Terry. Yeah, have a great day.
And by the way, I've already heard a few extra tickets been bought.
Ticket
for tonight.
Spikes already?
I'm just saying.
Look, advertisers calling into the studio. Welcome back aboard, advertisers.
Let's get out there and party tonight and enjoy it.
Cool guy Don, fire away, my man. Cool guy Don.
Man, I feel like I'm in California. It feels like we're in California on a 70-degree day. Sun's bright, not a cloud in the sky. There's not a cloud in the sky. Call Captain Sun Team. Tell them to dally in, and I hope John Ramsey calls in today. Let's go. Put the banner up.
We got good energy. Appreciate the call. Who we got up next? Ross, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Marcus, Steve, what's up, baby?
What's up? I celebrated up, Ross. I love it.
Hey, listen. I've been on Marcus' show past two nights. I've been saying there's no way that this couldn't be but good news. The harshest punishment we've already endured the past 5-6 years, whatever that mess has been. That's been the worst out of all of this. So no matter what happened, this was a grassroots campaign starting today, because this was coming to a finality, a head-on, a conclusion, and we're ready to go. If you don't think Card Nation isn't ready, we got our moxie back. Go on social media and see what I'm talking about, because everybody is freaking pumped now. We're ready, dude. Like, if you could have a GIF of me right now, it would be Michael Jordan jumping up, fist pumping, you know, and then just bam, bam, you know. Man, I can't tell you how excited I am, because, look, KP is going to go out there, and he's not handcuffed. He's not handcuffed anymore. And speaking of handcuffs, hey, congrats to the University of Louisville for handcuffing Neil Cattell and that group, because that was money well spent having that basketball on that desk back there while he's talking about other events. Yeah, man, we did it. We went through it. We did it. We persevered. We are back, baby. We are back. It starts now. Woo! Go Cards!
appreciate the call.
Listen, that's man, that's good energy. That's what I want to hear today. How about this energy? Rick Pitino had a press conference scheduled for noon. Louisville announced they're going to have a press conference at noon. Rick Pitino just announced, you know what? Y'all go ahead. I'll go at 12:30.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Hey, do we good? You good?
Do we see Rick back?
I'm good. You good?
Hey,
oh, yeah. Oh,
February 18th? February 18th when we recognize the 2013 team.
Come on, Rick.
Rick don't have a game that day.
Group hug, everybody.
That's all I'm saying. It's All-Star weekend.
Oh, group
hug. That's all I'm saying.
Total group hug. Marcus, thanks for joining me on my show. Fire away.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? It's a great day, man.
Phenomenal day.
I woke up and I just couldn't believe it. Oh, my God.
Wait, did somebody tell you the news? Did you just tune in? How did you find out?
I literally saw that it was coming out at 10 o'clock, and then, like, CBS Sports, like, the moment, like, Matt Norlander posted it, like, the moment after they announced it, that it was coming out is right when he announced everything was going on. Man.
How many times did you have to check and see if it was fake?
Oh, I had a scroll and refresh and everything and just make sure. I was like, is this fake? I was like, man, no way. Man, I need the country to know that the last 5 years of Louisville basketball, that wasn't Louisville basketball. That was Louisville basketball on a leash. That was Louisville basketball with chain mm-hmm. down.
Yep.
We no longer have that chain. Recruits need to know that the last 5 years that they saw, that was not who we really are.
The word's going to get out quick.
The word is out. We are back up, baby. Let's go. Card Nation. Go, Cards. Let's go. Y'all take it easy, man.
I love it.
Kenny, whip out the NIL now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, now it's time to pay some kids. Let's start paying. I'm ready now. I mean, I want them to be good kids.
I don't have to do cold kids.
Yeah, hey, I want them to be nice kids. But don't get me wrong. I hope they're phenomenal sons.
I don't want complete savages.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I don't have to.
As long as they got a 45-inch vertical.
No. Hey, the higher the vertical, the less character.
The crazy.
Yeah.
What is it? The new one? The F around a 5,000.
The scale, you know, hey, the higher you can jump, the better you can shoot, less character you can have. And then we'll take it from there. But listen, I'm totally here for what Marcus said too. Louisville fan, you can now put that 5 years to rest. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been longer than 5 years, really, if you go all the way back to Katina Powell. But you can put this whole era to rest and say, that wasn't Louisville basketball.
Come on home, Andre.
Nah, you just stay. We ain't there yet.
Come on, Andre.
Yeah. This is two. That's two different things. You stay driving Ubers wherever you're driving.
We family.
Yeah, you can do that. No, we're not. We're not family, Marcus. We're not. You're gonna piss me off on a good day. We're not family.
Colorado Call. Thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fireway.
Cardinals Country. Let's ride,
baby.
That's funny. I was in my car and I thought the same thing this morning.
Let's hang the banner. Let's get back to Louisville basketball as we know it. But that's all I got.
I appreciate it.
No, I love that.
That works.
Like Colorado Carl too. So
it took you this long.
Yeah, that was cool.
Jack. Oh, Denver Broncos.
You.
Jack Neal, he's next.
Don't mess this up. Jack Neal.
It was Jack Neal's, Marcus. I just wanted to call in and say today's a great day.
Yeah.
I just went up in the bathroom with the guys at work. We smoked a joint in the plant. I'm more than happy to be suspended for it. It's a great day. Cardinals for life, baby. Let's go.
Hang that phone up. Hang that call up.
Let's go. Let's go. Hey, hope you don't lose your job.
Yeah.
Hope you don't lose your job, Jack. That was. Did you hear that?
No, I was on the
phone.
Okay,
good.
Just ignore that.
Yeah, why?
Actually, dump that.
Oh, Lord.
No. It's too late.
No, you're good. That was awesome. I want to hear all the.
Who do we take next?
I want to hear the unbridled enthusiasm,
Butch,
baby.
Fire away.
Yeah, Butch, be careful.
Good morning. Good morning, Marcus.
Yes.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Butch.
How are you?
I'm phenomenal. How are you?
Man, what happened? I'm good too, man. So what happened? What's all this about? Is somebody hit the lottery?
Oh yeah. Hey Butch, listen. I appreciate the call. Okay. Not today. Yeah.
Not today.
Not today.
Butch.
Not today. You just Kentucky fan, don't get
what,
in today.
What did you think was going to happen when you decided to call in this show today?
I mean, keep listening, because, like, listen, we know you're listening, Kentucky fan. We know you're listening.
It's okay.
Hey, there's another show across town where I got the lowest numbers I've ever had. We know you're listening, all right?
Listen, and don't take a break.
So just eat this whole thing, right? You know what I'm saying? This whole show. Take it in. Let it just
love
fuel
it.
You.
Just
love it. It's our world now, baby.
Sean, thanks for joining us on 93.9.
Just living it.
What's going on, Marcus? I'm like walking like George Jefferson out the courtroom with my hands. I got that strike going. I'm here in Lexington. You know they mad. They've been waiting 5 years to see us go probation. You know they mad. Let's go.
So, appreciate it.
I got 8 now tonight. Let's go.
He's in Lexington too, y'all.
Oh yeah, that's Sean behind enemy lines, man.
A blatant target in Lexington.
Oh yeah, listen, I want all this U of L energy, man. These fans today. It's... Well, we're moving on now. Listen, you got the football team out here busting top 10 teams. You got the women's team doing what they're projected to do, what they're doing. Now basketball's back. Hey, listen, Mark, you ready for this? If we have a tough year this year, hey, man, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get out there. We're going to support these kids. They chose, this team chose Louisville when it wasn't cool to choose Louisville. So we're going to support this team.
Say that again.
Yeah, this team that's here right now chose Louisville when it wasn't cool to choose Louisville. And you know what? We're going to support this team. If it's to an NIT bid, so be it. We're going to support this team because Kenny Payne's about to start paying these kids, doing everything you can do, getting kids in here, get some recruits. You can't negative recruit. I think you're going to flip a kid sooner or later. And listen, there's a lot going on, okay? There's a lot going on. So get out, support these kids. Hey, and if they lose some games, they're just kids.
Who we got up next? Antonio, fire away.
Yes, sir. LFG, man. Let's go. These guys have to bring the...
I agree.
Oh, Antonio, call back. Call back, buddy.
Joe, fire away, my man.
Guys, oh, my God. I didn't know how I would feel because it's been so long. I mean, we talk about 5 years. It's been almost like 8 years when you mix in all the other stuff, and it's like Christmas, dude.
Yeah.
It's insane. I mean, what? I didn't even know how I'd feel, but this feeling that I feel right now is, like, insane.
Joel.
I feel so good, positive, Louisville. It's insane, dude. Hey, and I'll say this, Steve, what you just said, is you're spot on, dude, because, look, man, not only did the kids choose it, but look, Kenny Payne didn't have to come back here. He chose to come back to Louisville, too. He didn't know what was going to go down, how it was going to play out, but he chose us as well. So support that. And now, just the optimism that changes from one day to the next, it's insane. Yesterday, you're still, man, we've been in this bubble for 5 years. All that's gone, and now I just see, like, just the greatness that's upon us, man. I don't even know how to put it into words. I'm stuck on my words, man, but what a great day to be a Louisville Cardinal fan. All Cardinal fans, you know what? I'm reaching out to all you guys, everybody out there right now. We made it. We got through it. You guys are some of the best fans in the world. Nobody could go through what we have the last 7-8 years and still be here. We're still here, man. And, hey, it's onward and upward. Go Cards, man. That's all I got.
Joel, appreciate the call. And Joel just made the best point, okay? I think a lot of people feel this way. I think yesterday, okay, would you agree with me? Just hear me out for a second. I think yesterday, if you would have asked 10 Louisville fans, 9 of them would have said this. I mean, if we get a ban this year, so be it, whatever. I mean, you know, I just don't want to ban a 2-year ban. Mm-hmm. I think this morning they would have said that. I would have said that. Okay? Mm-hmm. So let me be clear. I said that on the phone with you. What Joel just said is 100% right. You didn't know how much this has weighed on your fandom until it was completely gone.
Because you numbed it.
Yes.
You numbed it.
You were ready, and I was ready, and we were all ready to have this same, I mean, you know, like, just kind of like, well, 1-year ban, so what? Team's not going to make a tournament. We're going to move on, blah, blah, blah. We'll be fine. Until
You saw with your own eyes that Louisville got no extra punishment beyond what they've already had. And you realized what that meant to you. And that's why you're hearing the raw emotion you're hearing from college today. From me, from you. You know what I'm saying? From other people, like, you're going to hear that raw emotion.
And it's positive raw emotion, because when you heard Coach Max okay, Rick Pitino's okay on this, when you heard that, you're not carrying anything.
Especially the Rick Pitino. Yeah, that mattered.
Yeah, right.
That mattered
right.
to fans.
Right, because listen, if you've been defending your program, and I'm saying just program, if you looked at any of the stuff and you said, hey, we've been treated heavy-handed, and somebody just says, I know, it doesn't matter what you did, you're guilty, guilty, guilty. For Rick to not, and listen, this IARP has been going after former coaches and ex-coaches and guys. So for them to, the mission is to go after the offenders, right?
Yeah.
And he got nothing. So you, not only do you get the weight lifted moving forward, Steve, you get a retroactive weight lifted off your shoulders.
That's a great point. That's a tremendous point.
Who do we have up next? Samson. Is it Samson? Fire away, Samson.
I want y'all to put the word back out there that we're back up.
I love it. Put the word back out.
Appreciate the call.
Put the word back out.
We back up.
To some, that was an amazing call. To others, they have no idea why he didn't have any more emotion.
Cardinal Kurt, fire away, my man.
Gentlemen, excited today. Hey, let me first of all say this. I'm an old school Cardinal fan from back when the Cardinals used to come down to Shawnee Park when I was a kid, late 70s, early 80s, giving Griffin them high fives. And I'm happy that this is over. I never thought we'd get a ban because we cleared house. I thought for sure the NCAA would look at that. Coach is gone. Presidents are gone. People are just, everybody's gone. We got a whole new administration in there. We're still waiting on that president, though. So I never thought we'd get a ban. And one more thing, #, the banner will be back. You got to speak it and believe it. All right, guys, let's go.
I'll definitely speak it into existence. I won't focus on it today.
Yeah. Not today. And
look, I'm going to be that guy. Calm down now.
Yeah. You know, get back guy.
Yeah, I turned into super get back guy. Catch people up.
Okay.
People are late.
I guess there are.
And Antonio, please call back. I don't know what happened. Just blame me for whatever the heck happened on the phone. So, yeah, sorry. I didn't
fair
mean to
enough,
cut you
fair
off.
Fair enough. No, you're good. You're good. But for people that are tuning in now and don't know, I mean, essentially is what Louisville got on top of the time served, because that was, without saying it, I mean, the IARP did say the time served basically with their decision was good.
It mattered, yeah.
$5,000 penalty.
Ouch.
Yeah. I'll pay that if they need it. Like, if you guys need it, like, so be it.
I'll let you hold some.
Yeah. Like, we're okay there. Kenny Johnson did get a 2-year show cause. Well, Jack had a funny thing. Jack was like, Archie Miller's got the worst out of all this, because he's at Rhode Island with Archie Miller. Jordan Fair got a 2-year show cause. Chris Mack got nothing. Rick Pitino got nothing. Which, Chris Mack, let me be clear. I'm not even going to do that today, because I don't feel like I'm just happy. But like, I still don't understand why they were even in the, like, why was that even in the conversation to start with? It's beyond me. But anyways, there was that. And then you got 10 days where it can only be coaches. Essentially, I'm putting this in layman's terms. Yep. Coaches can only be, no extra help on the floor for 10 days this year at some point. I think there's a couple recruiting things, but I mean, that's it. Like, there's nothing. Did they even get a scholarship reduction at all?
According to Matt Norlander, no.
No, I like, don't think they even got a scholarship reduction.
It was like a $5,000 fine.
Because that's another one of those things you're like, I don't care about, but that does matter. If they take 2 or 3 scholarships away.
Yeah,
like,
no scholarships, just reduction in recruiting days. That's recruiting days. Yeah, that's according to Matt Norlander.
And then there is something like coaches on the floor.
Dina made a good joke and said, yeah, Kenny didn't want to go to Spain anyway.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm good.
That is a good line.
That's why. That's why.
Yeah, he just had to. Yeah, just sacrifice those recruiting trips to Spain.
Yeah,
Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Gentlemen, if you see me
out on 264 and the 392 with an L hanging out the window doing substantial speeds.
Yep.
I'm okay. We're okay. Everybody's okay. It's over. The all-seeing eye is blind. Go Cards. You guys have a wonderful show, man. I'm out.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate that,
And then I scroll on a little Twitter.
Oh.
And Rock Nation open for business. Come on, Jay.
Oh, man.
Come on, get Rock Nation.
Yeah.
Fat Joe, I got a spot for you right up on the front row.
Welcome in. Yeah. Welcome in there. Welcome in there, my friend.
Yeah, we don't draw walls around here. We welcome everybody.
I see a bunch of I'll be at the game tonight. Yeah, so that's pretty funny. I'm sure there is a lot of extras have decided, you know what? Let's go celebrate.
Listen,
let's go cheer these kids
Steve,
on.
Steve, are we going to be
They're at kids now.
Are we going to be at the Chaminade game? Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, listen.
We're not going to let them lose. We're just going to pack that.
A one-point game today. Yeah, so be it.
It's going to be like Carolina or Duke.
Listen, they win by one on a buzzer beater tonight to a Chaminade team that lost by 50 to Ohio State the other night. And look, now, look, fans are going to be on a post-game going, I mean that's a big improvement, right? Like, I mean, I think we're playing better.
1 point win over Chaminade in a packed house. Chaminade's gonna be like, what the hell is this? What's your guys' problem?
Also, I would like to thank Neely Bendapudi for absolutely nothing at all. I just wanted to get that
out. Conor McGregor voice.
Yeah. Thank you for absolutely nothing at all. And I'm so glad that you're Penn State's problem now. And I'm glad that I don't have to see your face up on the press conference today.
Go.
I cannot wait to see Josh Hurd and Lori Gonzalez today. And I'm so glad that it's not you. And now you're apparently fighting with the Proud Boys or something like that.
Oh, my God.
God. There's something I liked about that, Neely. I don't know.
Hold on.
Who we got? I always knew what people were saying, son.
Who we got up next? Bad. Betty Johnson, Chad, fire away.
Man, guys, what a week. What a week. Come out of nowhere, get the dog out of Wake Forest. Turn that defense around. Defense looks like something Charlie Strong built. I ain't seen defense like that in a while. And now, can we just call today KCD? With all the BBNers that have been hating and talking mess especially, you know how many people texting me about the exhibition game? I'm like, y'all, it's middle of football season, and y'all talking about an exhibition game? We getting this stuff together. Ain't nothing to worry about. But this is KCD day. They wanted all this hate. They're going to get all this smoke. Have a good one. Go Cards.
Appreciate the call.
But let me be clear, on the flip side of that, I think Vince Tyree deserves a shout out today. I think he did a good job. I think he also is one that made some decisions.
He steadied the ship.
Yeah, and made some decisions on that, even with the lawyers, with some different things. Like, so I do think Vince Tyree deserves a
Chad, step
today.
No, it's not a Charlie Strong defense. It's a Brian Brown defense.
That's right.
And don't you respect Coach Brown.
Don't you disrespect Coach Satterfield and Coach Brown.
By talking about Charlie Strong. Are you crazy? Barry, fire away.
Yeah, guys. I was thinking, why couldn't we get a little fund up here and we'll have a big Louisville fire truck with a ladder on it and go down there at the Yum Center and hang a big banner on the front of it. What do you think?
Well, hey, listen, Barry, I don't hate it.
It's either that. You know what I thought Barry was going to say? Let's ride around with the cup at the red lights to raise the $5,000.
Get the Shriners to help.
Start
us,
a GoFundMe. Fans will pay the $5,000.
And look, the moment
somebody who just bought season tickets, like, hell, I will.
The second that GoFundMe goes live, it'll be 5, 4, 3. Two. Got it.
Yeah, and there's the $5,000. You're welcome. Yeah. If 5,000 people would give a dollar, I feel like I'm at church.
We'll break GoFundMe so fast. I've never had 5,000 simultaneous dollars. like, how is it possible that 5,000?
Yeah. No, this is great.
Send.
We better stay on schedule.
Quick commercial break. Midday's with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
isn't easy to accept a job at the University of Louisville. It took a lot to get to this point. And so when Josh asked me the questions, what gives you pause? What do you think about? I said, give me the worst case scenario. Don't give me the best. I know what the best is. Give me the worst. And he went through in his mind what the worst could be. I took the job. Understand what that means. I took the job.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you for taking this job, Coach.
Thank you for taking the job. Well, I don't think he got the worst case scenario that Josh explained that day.
So, eventful break.
Yeah.
Eventful break.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you probably had to go from Twitter to actually listening to live because I'm not playing that game with y'all. Listen, keep your slick jabs to yourself. The Louisville fan base is happy. Oh, we're going to be happy for a while.
Very happy.
And I'll block you.
Yeah.
I'll block you right on out of my life.
Yeah, it's
old school Mutombo style.
Yeah.
Who are you happiest for? Fans?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The fans. Yeah. I mean, listen. And that's
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. I mean, I'm massive proponent for the players, you know, and I do. And I'm happy for the players today, too, because even from talking with some of them over the summer, I don't think players.
How much effect do you think this has on the players?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like. I'm not doing the like, well, they lost because of this. Now, I do think some of the transfer portal might have been hit because of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think all of them. I think some.
Steve, I told you.
Yeah.
5-6 years to perfect your speech, your anti-Louisville speech.
Yeah.
By year 5 is a tough speech.
Yeah. 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 I mean, and the immediate. Hey, you're going to go play this year. They're going to be out of the tournament. You know, I do think matters.
Year after year after year.
So if you would say there were 6 big misses, I think you say 3.
5.
I mean, probably. But I mean, I think 5.5, 3. I mean, and then, you know, for whatever reason. You know, a kid like Malachi Smith.
You mean
Smith,
like a finish line miss?
Well, a kid like Malachi Smith. There's opportunity there at Louisville. You know, it's a really good opportunity for me. I can do this. And then Gonzaga comes in and says, or you can come here. I mean, they probably won't even be in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, well, you just missed
Nikki, play out at 4.
You didn't get outbid on Malachi Smith, you know. So it's just one of those things. But anyways, you look ahead, and for the players, we talked to some of the players over the summer. I don't think it ever matters as much because players still have one. Their number one goal is to make the league.
Mm-hmm.
And then win a national championship.
And they want to do that along the way.
Yeah. So, but we've had players sitting this exact studio right here and mention it to us. They're like, yeah, you know, still kind of, I know they're kind of waiting on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it does matter. Yeah, I think the players do get a little boost from that. But without a doubt, the fans. Yeah, I mean, just, I'm so happy. If you see somebody with a Louisville shirt on today, dap them up, something. I mean, if you're a fellow Louisville fan, do the biker wave, you know, just something, because I am just so happy for this fan base, man.
And
that includes me. I'm just happy for I'm happy for myself.
Listen, Steve, at some point during this show, I am going to take a bow, right?
Sure.
I'm going to receive credit.
Yeah.
For what we've held together.
Yeah. Yeah.
For these last 5 years.
Right.
Also, Steve, you know, what's the, okay, we're still in celebration. Can you talk, Steve, about 5?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I was just telling you during the break, I don't know, I might go to the arena at 3:00. What time we play? 7:30? Yeah, I might go. I might be there at 3.
Steve. Steve. The commerce in the city of Louisville. The commerce, Steve. Mm-hmm. Advertising, sponsorship, you know, city commerce. We talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a big deal it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have tournaments.
how you can't prepare for tournaments, how you can't market. You know, you can't, like, you're when Louisville is a, like, it's yeah. known for its yeah. basketball, Steve.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you have looming, again, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, Derek A. Stewart,
yeah.
DFH, all our sponsors, they were willing to take the jump. A lot of sponsors, just like recruits.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, sports talk radio. We talk basketball. How do you talk so much basketball if you know you're gonna, or if you think you're gonna get a tournament ban? You know, just that little bit of hesitancy.
Yeah.
Is in, okay, I want to plan an event downtown around mm-hmm. some basketball games. But here's the thing, and I'm not just talking about tournament. Scheduling events at restaurants downtown or all over the city, feeling like, oh, that's an investment just for the NCAA next week or next yeah. month in 2 weeks. Like, that's always a looming. I can't make any business decisions with the cloud hanging over, because I don't want to schedule a game watch at this place and have some event put together, and then we get an NCAA, you know,
no.
tournament. So the commerce part of this is free.
Oh, absolutely.
Now that part is open back up. So yeah, I'm like, yeah, the fans, like your fan experience mixed with, you know, the commerce, the sure. business of basketball is back in Louisville with the confidence.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one's rolling. Listen.
We may or may not have at 11 o'clock the NCAA press conference.
Yeah, no. This will be U of L's response to the NCAA.
That's not till noon.
Oh, well, I have a Zoom up. According to this, U of L.
Well, you'll get some good info coming
Well,
up,
you're
no going to
get some kind of press conference.
IRP decision response. That's what I have up. So
let's do it.
Yeah, we'll All have right. it on the other side.
Yeah, well, let's do that.
Anything else?
No, we're ready. No, we're good.
All right, let's go.
Let's go to break.